Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Evan Whiteford from Ray, North Dakota, with Labor International Union North America.
This is Evan Whiteford. I'm a marketing representative of Labor's International Unions of North America.
And what part of the country are we calling you at today?
Ray, North Dakota.
Ray, North Dakota, up there in northwestern North Dakota, up in the Bakken region as well. Before we get into what it is you guys do, any observations from the Bakken standpoint up in Ray, North Dakota?
Observations as far as what are you looking for?
Oh, just any activity. I mean, obviously, Ray was pretty busy 5 years ago with the oil activity that it was. There's been a little bit of a downturn. Is Ray still seeing some white trucks go through there and that sort of thing, or is it kind of slowed down quite substantially?
You know, the industry has slowed down quite a bit. However, we have been seeing quite a bit of work taking place lately. We've seen some new drilling rigs popping up here and there. Some truck has increased. Starting to see a little more rail activity with tankers going down the rail. We've got quite a bit of pipeline going on yet, some smaller gathering lines. Our crews just went out and finished up the Dakota Access Pipeline up here. And, well, obviously it's kind of put on hold down south, but they wrapped that up. Looking like there's going to be some more work to carry us through winter. We've got quite a bit looking forward ahead of us.
Well, that's good to hear. You know, of course, you guys do more than just energy. I just wanted to bring up the pipeline, or not the pipeline, but the energy part, the Bakken, just to kick it off a little bit. But you guys do roads, right, and that sort of thing, too. I mean, North Dakota's got a huge infrastructure building going on. Are you guys part of that right now?
Yep. We've got some crews out doing some road work when we're doing a lot of building work. There's a few projects going around. I know they're working on some of the jails out in central North Dakota. Last summer, we've seen an increase in road construction with our members and the contractors that we have. Looking forward, I think we've got quite a bit more coming up. We've seen an increase in building infrastructures as far as schools and some other building development going on. We've got some projects down by Bismarck as well in down Kildeer area.
How about just give us a moment and talk about what it is your organization does, where you guys are located out of, different chapters, that sort of thing.
Well, basically, our local is Local 563. It's Minnesota and North Dakota. Our membership does cross state lines. We have a few offices, two in Minnesota, which would be Minneapolis and St. Cloud. We've got one in Bismarck that we operate out of here for North Dakota jobs. And basically what we do is, you know, our membership, we've got contractors, signatory contractors to the union, and our members go out and they work the jobs for these contractors. Many people like to look at it as just jobs, but there's a lot of people have made full-time careers out of this. Basically what we support is good paying wages, good health, dental benefits, along with a good pension. And you know, the union is pretty much what sees to it that these contractors hold up to what they agreed upon as far as compensating these people for their time.
Now, a lot of people that go to the Williston Basin Conference probably know your organization as the guys buying you lunch on the first or second day out there. Do you guys get pretty active in community events like that? I know that I know you guys from the Williston Basin Conference. I've talked to many members of your organization. So talk to me a little bit about some of that outreach you guys do.
Yeah, you know, we do. We go to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. We've been there. We served a bunch of hot dogs, hamburgers. We've been to some of the Public Service Commission hearings, doing the same thing as well. A lot of people have seen our semi at these events, and you know, we take that out to job sites and do barbecues for the crews that are out there working. People kind of like that, but you know, really, what we do, I mean, we don't just drive around handing out hot dogs and hamburgers and call it a day. You know, we're big advocates for the industry. We like to see the industry stick around, but we are also pinpointing problems in the industry so that this industry can stick around. Obviously, there's some issues out there that we've all heard about, you know, pipeline ruptures, you know, and stuff going crazy down there by Mandan, and you know, all we can do is assure people on our end that, that we are looking out. We are kind of the watchdogs of the industry. There aren't very many of us out here that do it that are pro industry. And, you know, we give praise where it's needed, and we put our foot down when it's needed.
You guys were building the Dakota Access Pipeline. Did you guys encounter any of the protesters along your construction route?
Yes, a lot of our members have encountered a lot of issues with the protesters. These guys had it tough. They had it really, really tough out there. Obviously, the contractor was doing the right thing. You know, as soon as stuff was getting out of hand, they'd pull the crews off the job. But, you know, there are these guys sitting, you know, even if they're from North Dakota, they may have had to travel to that job, so they're staying in hotels, and they've got to pay that, and they're getting, you know, very little compensation for those days. Not enough to cover that room, so it really didn't make it worth their while being there. But, you know, I'm really proud of them, and I give them a lot of credit. They stuck it out. They were there to do a job, and they have done that job. All they're lacking is 1,700 feet.
Do you guys, as an organization, have you guys come out with a stance with this Dakota Access Pipeline? You mentioned you guys are constructing it, so I imagine you're in favor of it, or is it kind of a split decision? I could have swore I read something or heard something to where you guys were kind of questioning some of the, what do we want to call it, the durability and the strength and just some of the pipeline in general. Do I got my facts right on this?
Nah, I don't know where you would have heard that. I mean, the integrity of that pipeline is second to none. You start looking at pipelines, they're all pipe, but it's how that pipe is installed and the training and the skill and the experience that goes in behind it that makes the difference.
I should clarify. It was on the recently spill, the leak, that sort of thing. I thought I saw that your organization was kind of commenting on that recently ruptured pipeline.
Yeah, that one. The one that happened just out there by Belfield, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, so that was not us that built that pipeline. That's an owner that has built several pipelines in the area. They've had some issues in the past with pipeline ruptures. You know, and I think now is a time people need to really keep a nice, tight, watchful eye on what's going on. Seeing how this industry is under a lot of scrutiny right now with, you know, environmentalists and, you know, we've had the protesters. Everybody's got their eye on North Dakota right now with these pipelines. And for something like that to happen, especially now, you know, that's just not good. That's not good for business. That's not good for practice. That's not good for industry. You know, this was an older pipeline. I don't know if leak detection was in place on this project, but for a break in a pipeline and nobody to catch it until it seeped 2.5 miles and into a creek bed, you know, that's absurd. That's, you know, we need to start, everybody needs to start pulling together and doing things better out here, or we're going to see nothing but problems and headaches in the future to get these pipelines in the ground.
We should probably clarify it because we kind of crossed some wires on there. This was who was the owner of that particular pipeline? This was not the Dakota Access Pipeline, correct?
That was not the Dakota Access Pipeline. The Dakota Access Pipeline isn't even flowing product yet, so it's virtually impossible for that to leak or rupture. That, I believe, was a Belfuge pipeline.
To listen to the full-length interview with Evan Whiteford, with Labor International Union North America, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
I won't ever, ever let you down. I won't fall. I won't fall. I won't fall as long as you're around me. Even when the rain falls.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted best real estate agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty. In the business of helping people, they just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people, they just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.